Despite multiple warnings, North Idaho College is on the brink of losing its accreditation. Many in the community are blaming the college's board of trustees and the far-right majority on the board. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports.
NIC's campus sits on the shores of Lake Coeur d'Alene, surrounded by trees and the sounds of singing birds. Student Maximilian Basler grew up here, exploring the forests and the lake. He sits in the sun with his friends. Basler is set to graduate this spring and says he's worried about how his degree might look to potential employers if NIC folds.
I do know that there's a lot of drama going around in North Idaho College, and it's become pretty concerning.
North Idaho College's Board of Trustees has a 3-2 conservative majority. In 2021, that majority fired NIC President Rick McLennan without cause after he implemented a campus mask mandate. Last December, it placed McLennan's successor, Nick Swain, on paid leave after he questioned the legality of hiring an ally of the majority as the school's attorney. The board majority is keen on making it clear that it is in charge of the president.
There's conspiracy that has been woven by this board with mentions of a deep state and liberal indoctrination that folks have completely bought into and has made our jobs very difficult.
That's Brian Seguin, an associate professor at the NIC library. He says all his colleagues who are professional librarians have decided to leave the college at the end of the semester.
The answer that could come from the NWCCU in the next month or two could be that you're done. So for those in the community who are thinking that everything's going to be fine and that there are guardrails in place, they're not.
In Idaho, college trustees are elected by local voters. City Council member Christy Wood says those elections have consequences, especially if they're intentional.
I think some of the nonpartisan races have been very purposeful.
Wood, who resigned from NIC's board last May, says the Kootenai County Republican Central Committee has made it very clear that it's purposeful for the committee to rate and vet candidates members believe meet their ideology and put them into nonpartisan roles, like the college's board of trustees. All three members of the current board majority were backed by the Republican Central Committee in their election bids.
When you're in a nonpartisan role, you're representing everyone, and there isn't any time for partisan discussion. We're talking here in the city about fixing roads, making sure everyone has great water service, police and fire. That's not a partisan discussion.
The board of trustees declined interviews for this story. But time for NIC to respond is running out. The Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities has been warning NIC's board about its actions for more than a year. Those actions, the commission says, have destabilized the college, eroded public faith, and jeopardized the school's future. In June, the accreditation agency will decide what happens to NIC. The next step could be probation, or it could be the loss of accreditation the college has held for more than 70 years. Megan Hudlett sits on campus under the sun with her friends in between classes. She says the mood of campus has changed since early March, when a judge ordered NIC President Nick Swain reinstated.
The positivity, it just like skyrocketed as soon as President Swain came back.
While some on campus remain hopeful that a worst-case scenario is unlikely, Wood says if NIC loses accreditation, students won't be able to transfer credits, receive federal financial aid, or get certificates or diplomas that will be worth anything.
We're a tragic example. People put their politics before a community. Lives are going to be affected by this.
Reporting in Coeur d'Alene, I'm Lauren Patterson.